but I must tell you about the youngster born to one of the nation's wealthiest families. At an early age, he begins to show a feeling for the world of opera. With all of that wealth behind him, it's made possible for him to have the finest in voice, culture, elocution, everything to make for a great career in the event he shows promise. Well, believe it or not, when he gains his maturity, he's begun to carve a niche for himself in the world of operatic music, beautiful voice. And as a result, he's invited to sing at La Scala in Milan. Now, the opera world knows this to be the truth, and I'm sure you do. There is no opera audience anywhere in the world quite like the one you'll find at La Scala, if for no other reason than that they are born, they live, and they die with the opera. They'll beg, borrow, and steal to get entrance to the opera house. They go to the opera to listen. You might come to Milan with a fantastic reputation 2 minutes after you've opened your mouth. That audience knows whether you can sing or whether you're a fake. Now, the opera this particular evening is I Pagliacci, in the aria Vestile Giuba. And this young man pours his heart and soul into the aria, so much so that when he finishes, the entire audience rises as if one. Encore, you must sing again, and he does. When he finishes it for the second time, again you must sing. This happens 8 times. They're screaming for the 9th encore. He walks to the footlights and says, "Ladies and gentlemen, little do you realize what a thrill it is to be accepted at La Scala as you've received me. Please let the opera continue. You know I've already sung the aria 8 times. What do you expect of me?" A little Italian man from the top balcony screamed down at me, said, "You dirty son of Mangoni, you gonna sing it a goddamn thing until you get it right."